This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Right, we do move on now to our market wrap, and joining us for that is Zwelakhe Mnguni from Benguela, a global fund managers. Zwelakhe, a pleasure. Good evening.
Chando, good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much for being with us this evening. Zwelakhe, just looking at how the day was on the JSE, a relatively flat performance from the all share, but we are seeing some spikes in financials and resources.
Yeah, the resources did recover. I think yesterday was a very bad day for resources. So we did see some recovery. Especially in the gold and the PGM sector, but we also saw the diversified like BHP rising about just under 4%. But Implats was the star performer amongst the big players, was around 8% up. So on the downside, we did see the likes of Absa, Old Mutual, all around 4% down, Standard Bank down 3%. So kind of a down day for financials predominantly and up day for resources.
I want to speak about what we've seen with resources over the last 2 weeks or so. Last week, we saw that fantastic rally, a bit of a dip earlier, I think, or later last earlier this week. And now we're seeing a rally again. What is this confusion?
Yeah, I think the data that is coming through from China keeps confirming that things are getting stable, and I think it's relatively supportive of the commodity cycle. I think the interest rates might be delayed, the U.S. interest rate cut might be delayed. That might mean that the currencies might be a little resilient from a rising point of view, so they won't rise so soon. However, I do think that the rand has weakened enough to offer these companies quite a bit of a buffer from an earnings point of view.
Also keen to look at how the rand and oil have fared. It has been a very volatile week in terms of geopolitics. How are we keeping up?
Yeah, I think the oil price has been taking a breather in that the situation in the Middle East seems to have been calm. We don't know what the Israelis' response would be to the Iranian strike. But sadly, the oil price seems to have come down to below 90. And the rand has also strengthened a bit. I think the dollar is marginally weak on the back of revised interest rate hikes into the September meeting.
Are we seeing investors fleeing equities at this point, Zwelakhe?
Yeah, there is interest in equities, but I certainly think that there is, in our market in particular, there is a bit of a wait-and-see approach, both on the bonds and equities in ahead of the elections. But I think the local investors are starting to make moves into equities, but some are allocating to global equities at this point in time.
Something I read earlier that I'm keen to get your thoughts about is the prospect of gold reaching $3,000. Is this even a possibility?
Look, I can't say it's not possible, but I think the gold has moved quite a lot, over 10% in the last probably 2 months. And the main thing is the geopolitics. I think the geopolitics are not looking great for the world. So Europe and Middle East remain a tinder house that could bend the whole geopolitical environment down. So there is a concern on that front, and gold tends to be used as a protection against that type of environment where there is geopolitical risk or there is a war.
Well, I'd like it also keen to maybe get into some company news today. It was rather a mute one, I would say, but I'm also keen just to get your thoughts on what we might be seeing here with De Beers and them selling $445 million rather worth of diamonds. It also looks like diamonds, I'm not sure if they're losing their appeal because of the synthetic diamonds that are actually very acceptable to many people, or if it's also just part of the commodity cycle as a whole.
Yeah, I think the main driver behind it, that pedestrian growth, I think it's positive that cycle 3 is up on cycle 2, but as I say, it's pedestrian 3%, but it's down year on year. And what that 2% down year on year looks like is in line with what we saw in the LVMH and Louis Vuitton numbers, that there seems to be a lot of pressure on the jewelry market, or it is the jewelry section of that market. So the diamond sales would require a bit of a demand to pick up on the jewelry side before we can see it improve. But I think it's still a good cycle. I mean, they're still doing well at the price.
Well, that's all we have time for this evening. So, like, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
What a fellow go. Well, that is Zwelakhe Mnguni. He's a chief investment officer at Benguela Global Fund Managers.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.